listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show that's available in multiple quantities. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Call us with your best eBay tip, 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630. That's the combination.
So on our
unlock a fantastic conversation.
Oh, my God. It's so fantastic. So on the chat board, eBetsy said, Griff, shopping for a washing machine these days is quite fun. You'll be surprised. My dryer is even Wi-Fi enabled. No. I'm hoping I can check my eBay while I'm doing the laundry.
And vice versa. Check your laundry while you're doing my eBay.
Oh, yeah. They've got just so many interesting things now.
Yes, they do.
Whatever happened to the kind where you put your stuff into the roller and the thing dried? I don't know.
Why? When we were kids, we used to bang our clothes on the rocks in a stream, and we liked it.
Oh, gosh. And you know what? I'll bet you that Gina from Des Moines, New Mexico, known as Classy Souls, who's with us on the phone right now, probably never had to do that. Did you, Gina?
Mm.
Well, I'm pretty much the same age as Griff, so.
Oh, so you were banging
clothes. So you were banging your clothes on rocks, too, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She doesn't remember that fondly, apparently. So.
What's your question or comment, Gina?
I received an email. It's from the eBay selling team. It's the address is b2cgrowth at ebay.com. And it was just talking about two great tools to win more sales.
Yeah.
But it came into an email address that I don't use, an old email address that I used to use.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that email, there's nowhere to change any preferences. I've been to personal information, addresses, communication preferences, site preferences. I don't know where this email originates from, so I don't know where to change it so that it doesn't come to this old email address.
Yeah, I don't know what to
tell
you.
And who would I check with?
You'd send it to me at griff@ebay.com.
Okay.
So it's her email address that's associated with her eBay account?
Yeah.
No.
No, it's not associated.
Well, it used to be,
and it's stuck somewhere.
I see.
Yeah. Okay. I've heard of this happening before.
I get it.
So send it to me, and I'll forward it to the team responsible for
Griff@ebay.com. Thank
That's
you, Gina.
Hope Howie does better, Griff.
Yeah, he's fine. I didn't want to alarm anyone. When you're a renal failure patient, when you get even the smallest infection, you gotta stay on top of it. So, but he's fine.
Yeah.
He's just really bored.
I think when the word hospital comes into the conversation,
I know.
Perk up. So I understand you being probably hesitant to say that, but, I think people are interested. They are.
I'm always, really heartened by the response I get to, from our dear listeners when it comes to Howie. So that's really good.
And we're bordering on a line here because we don't, we know.
Well, there's privacy.
It's a personal, private thing, but yet we love Howie and we love you. And
yeah, he's fine. I just want to make it clear he's fine. He's hoping. So it's without getting into any detail, it makes it really difficult for him to sit. And you have to sit for dialysis. So it's, and we're also going on a trip. We're taking a week's vacation a week from Monday and going to visit his family in Tennessee. And he's not going to want to be on a plane if this isn't fixed. So this will give us enough time.
Yeah.
Gina, thank you so much
for
calling.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Send
Griff an email. He'll help you out.
I'll help you out.
888-RADIO-30, 888-423-4630.
I'll help you out. That's the ticket. Yeah.
Lupe, Reston, Virginia, Hapa Chica. Hello, Lupe. What's your question or comment?
Oh, my God. Three comments. Great. I thoroughly identify with you. We have issues in our family, such as yours, so I know what you're going through. Second.
Thank you.
I'm kind of hurt. I mean, Western Virginia, 15 miles from Washington, D.C. I can hop on the metro, go to Washington, D.C., and advocate for the local community, which I have been doing this forever. I never got invited. I'm hurt.
You've never been invited where?
the White House. Do you remember they're having the tax thing over here, which I had.
Oh no, we're not. It's not. But it's not at the White House. It's on Capitol Hill. But yeah.
Is it the White House? Capitol Hill is across the White House. I live in Western Virginia.
No. They're not going to the White House. The fly-in is not at the White House.
No, it is the Capitol Hill is within.
Yes, Capitol Hill. You're right. It's Capitol Hill. Yes.
Yeah. So I'm saying, and I am one of the persons that I'm fighting constantly. I fight the A word constantly around here. And I'm going like, what if I get invited? I don't need to be put in a hotel.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It's like, oh my God.
She wants to be invited to the fly-in.
Right, and I'll be happy to pass your name along.
And she lives nearby. They wouldn't have to pay her airfare.
I'm just going, this is Reston, Virginia, and my feedback is over, what, like almost 5,000? And you invite people from, I'm in Virginia. Virginia. And that's okay. I don't need to be like whatever because I have my ways of communicating with people that I felt had a meaning to make a difference. But anyhow, okay, so let's move that conversation away. And like, are you bringing Hispanics around here? Remember I used to be here talking to you. You say I have an accent. I'm Hispanic. You know how many homeless people, how many better women I have helped to sell on eBay. You have no idea.
Lupe, listen to this. Listen to me, okay? Your story needs to be told.
No.
And one way or the other, your story will get told. Send me email too, would you please? Lee@voicemarketing.com.
Right, so,
and Griff, you could kind of mention her name to the folks, right?
No, let's move forward because that's not what I call. I just thought that I should throw some spice in there because you know, I've been calling since what? Oh my God, remember I was in my house when we didn't even put pictures. We didn't have the capabilities of doing that. And I told you, if it had not been for you, because we didn't have all this extra help that we have nowadays, it was Grief, Lee, and I. It was like three things. You know, it was only three voices.
But you know what, Lupe? Lupe, we know that. Griff and I know that. But, you know, Griff and I have nothing to do with who.
No, don't worry about it. But the beauty of that is that I grew up on one piece to what? Remember what I used to say? 5-7 storage facilities. If it had not been because of you guys, they listen to somebody that is being like 14, 15 hours a day in pajamas, you know? But that's the old days. Okay, let's move forward. You know what, Griff? Talking about the content that we were discussing,
active
I was
content.
One of the ones. I had active content, and I went and deleted everything. We did it like almost 7-8 months ago when this thing happened that it was advertised. You know what has happened? So when the items, you did the same thing that I did, released. So what happens when you release the meta tags, even if you went and inserted the meta tags so that it size your picture, it doesn't get transferred. It gets blocked. So literally, I'm finding listings, and it's to the point that I have to go totally close everything so that I can devote my time to go in and fix all the listings because I had a lot of stuff that was XXXX. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do, yeah, right. So the listings, right, we've talked about this.
But it did, you know, it did for months because I was monitoring that for months. But ever since it became active, it got blocked. I don't know. It was something into whatever they do on the whatever programming they do. Because it was working, and so it really.
Can you send this to me in an email so I can forward it to the right person? That would be very helpful. Thanks.
But you're right. You're totally right. And I felt that it was an important call because I need sellers to understand that they need to go and check their listings, spot check. Not every single one spot check. You don't want excess. Nobody. That's the worst thing you can do to a customer.
Right.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Lupe. Bye-bye.
Bye, Lupe.
Our phone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. We'd love to hear from you if you want to give us a call. And if for some reason you cannot call in, you can click the button on the bottom of the eBay radio player or to the right of it on the page.
Yes.
It says contact us. Type it in, and we will get it in our email. So do that.
Yes. Yeah.
Right now, or give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. We've done a listing dish today. We'd love to do another one. And a listing dish, basically, you call up and give our phone screener, who is Donna, today. Give her an item number, and Griff and I will look at it. You can come on the air with us. We love it when you do that, but you don't have to. And people who we have dished a listing for say they've become more successful because of it. And,
okay.
And that's what we're here for.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. So we have 45 minutes left of this show. You have 45 minutes left today to call us with your questions,
no
comments,
excuses.
Or listening to. No, we're not going to take any excuses at all. And
it's
I
a dog eat your segment. That was your problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That's right.
The dog ate it.
That's right. 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
I always thought it would be fun to market a brand of dog food and call it Homework. It comes
That's
in a cute. Can.
That's cute.
And the dog will eat your homework like it has been doing for years. This segment was brought to you by 6Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Call us at 888-723-4630. Guess where we'll be right after the break on Ask Griffin Lee.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
When it comes to managing your e-commerce business, there's only one listing tool more powerful than 6Bit 2.0. Oh. That's 6Bit 3.0.
Ah.
eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell online for 20 years. And he just keeps on getting better at it. 6Bit 3.0 lets you create your own custom one-page listing form. You can change a whole batch of pictures at the same time and automatically rotate them while they import. There's also a brand new research tool so you can search multiple locations from a single keyword. 6Bit 3.0 even adds support for additional selling channels in the US, Canada, and the UK so you can grow your e-commerce business on eBay and beyond. Try 6Bit 3.0 free for 30 days at 6BitSoftware.com. That's 6BitSoftware.com.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel, anything from T-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show whose item specifics are always filled in. Now, we're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
Yeah, fill in those item specifics. You know you want to. This segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. You know, we really love to hear the sweet melody of your voice at 888-723-4630. So don't deny us our simple pleasures. You wouldn't deny an old man one of his last requests, would you? Call us. It would be so cruel if you didn't call us.
So on page 12 of the stuff we sent you over,
I'm going to, you know, I have a folder. It's called Stuff We Sent You Over.
Yeah, really.
Stuff We Sent You Over. Yeah, page 12.
We don't want you to forget about it.
I'm not going to forget about it. I got it here. It's right here. I got the horse right here.
His name is Paul Revere.
And it's a guy that says that the weather's
clear. I love that part of that movie. Oh, I love the whole movie and the whole play, but I love that part especially.
Yeah, I was in that
play. At the beginning because... You were?
Yeah.
Who did you play? Nicely?
No, Benny South Street.
Oh, Benny South Street.
Yeah. So I got to sing songs, but I didn't get a lead role.
What did you sing?
Well, you sing, you know, that song, Fugue for Tenor.
Yeah. Well, it was two guys that sang that.
It's three parts.
So you were one of the three?
It's Harry the Horse, Benny South Street, and I forget the other one. But what's the other guy? I got the horse right here. His name is Paul Revere. Anyway, it's a lot of fun. Long time ago, high school, musicals. Yeah, it changed my life.
We're talking about Guys and Dolls here.
Yeah, Guys and Dolls.
One of my favorites.
It was the Hamilton of its day.
Has Howie ever done that one?
You know, I don't know. I don't have to ask him.
I love that one. And I loved her, of course.
Adelaide.
Just, my. You're giving me a terrible situation with my nose. Yeah. She was so funny.
Yep.
Loved her.
Yep.
So, Griff,
yeah.
Page 12, why we should celebrate Small Business Week.
Well, you're a small business. Why wouldn't you celebrate
it? Exactly. This was Barbara Weltman.
Adapted
from an article by Barbara Weltman, who's just an expert on just about everything.
Oh, she is such a smart woman.
So, first of all, every year, National Small Business Week recognizes the critical contributions of America's entrepreneurs and small business owners. That's us.
Yeah.
This year, it ran from April 30th through May 6th, and the theme is... Dream Small Biz, hashtag Dream Small Biz. And there are good reasons for this recognition, Griff. The Small Business Administration's Office of Advocacy has some impressive information about small businesses nationwide, and they show the contributions of small business to the U.S. economy. So while we're waiting for your phone calls at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, we're going to give you some of these reasons. So why don't you give them the first one?
Well, the first reason, and this is a really good one, according to the Small Business Administration, there are 29.6 million small businesses in the USA. I didn't know that. That's a lot. And usually defined as those with fewer than 500 employees. They make up 99.9% of all businesses in the country.
Did you hear that one? 99.9% of all businesses.
Practically 100%.
In the country are made up of small businesses.
That's true.
Ownership in these companies reflects diversity in the U.S. with 8 million businesses owned by minorities.
Yes. Yes, that's a lot.
What's the next one?
Well, small businesses are sources of jobs. They generated 64% of net new jobs over the past 14 years and created 1.4 million jobs in 2014 alone.
Once small businesses create jobs, Griff, they continue to employ a considerable number of workers. For instance, in 2014, the latest year for statistics, small businesses employed 57.9 million workers. And this accounted for 47.8% of the private workforce. Most of those employed by small businesses are in companies with fewer than 100 employees. That's us.
That's us, yeah. Of the nearly 30 million small businesses in the United States, the vast majority is non-employee, meaning owners are the only people who work for their company. They're sole proprietors. Previous statistics showed that 23 million small businesses had no paid employees. So this group of businesses effectively creates jobs for their owners. And that's 23 million jobs. That's nothing to shake a stick at.
No. That's a lot of it.
International. Well, you could shake a stick, but.
How about international trade? International trade accounts for 30% of the U.S. economy. Did you know that?
Yeah.
It's common to think about exporting in terms of multinational corporations, but the reality is that of all the exporters since 2006, 97.7% are small businesses. In fact, in 2013, they generated 33.6% of the $1.4 trillion in exports.
So that's one-third of the exports for that year.
Exactly.
That's amazing. Small businesses also add significantly to the U.S. economy, accounting for more than half of the non-farm private gross domestic product. Even non-employee businesses bring in significant revenue, $1.1 trillion to 2013. The bottom line, the importance of small businesses cannot be ignored. So why not celebrate it?
Yay!
And that's what we're doing this week.
And the fly-in took place during this week.
Yes.
Which was very interesting.
And I should tell you that the author of this information is Barbara Weltman, and she's a tax and business attorney and the author of J.K. Lasser's Tax Deductions for Small Business. She's a frequent guest on eBay Radio and an absolutely delightful, intelligent woman who's eager to help sellers.
How much did she pay you for that?
She sent me an apple pie.
Did she?
No, she didn't.
Annette from Avon, Ohio. Known on eBay as Happy Girl 2, T-O-O.
Yes.
Hey, Annette. Annette is a first-time Hello. Caller and a first-time listening live person. Hi, Annette.
Hello. You know, I listen to the old shows thinking maybe someone's going to ask my question.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm live. Get my screamy child out of the room and I will ask my question.
What's the question?
On the mobile app, anytime I go to the mobile app, after I list something on the computer, it doesn't show up. And sometimes it takes a whole day for it to show up on
yeah.
the app.
On the app, yeah.
And I don't know if I'm doing something wrong. Do I have a bad version of the app?
No. Sometimes it can take up to a day. I've tracked this myself when I've listed things. It can take up to a day for them to show up. It usually just takes an hour or so, but sometimes it can take longer. And in fact, if I remember correctly, there's some little disclaimer in small text somewhere in the process that explains that or makes that known. This may not, your item may not appear immediately in search. So,
right.
Yeah.
So Annette, tell us about yourself.
Yeah.
Come on. How long have you been selling on eBay?
For about a year and a half.
Oh.
Yeah. And
how you doing?
I'm doing okay. I finally got to 700 listings.
Oh,
wow.
Annette, congratulations.
Exciting.
That's good. Annette, what were you doing before eBay?
Oh, boy. before eBay, I was a professional poker player.
Annette, you just stepped in it big time, babe.
Oh, man. Annette, you just called the right show, honey.
Yeah.
I am a poker.
Before that, I was a financial consultant. And I went to school for business.
Okay. Griff, yes. Many of the top rated poker players in the world have degrees in finance or mathematics.
Yeah.
Things like that, because you have to be, you've got to be counting all the time. So,
yeah, I like numbers.
So, Annette, tell me, what kind of, you played, say
Hold'em,
okay. Hold'em. Tournament play,
yeah.
Of course?
Oh, yes. I'll play cash, but I'm a tournament player because you're cutting off your losses.
Oh, yeah.
And you can play and enjoy it when you cut your losses like that. So I'm going to pay for $85 for a tournament. Then I'm going to lose $85, nothing more than that. So.
Yeah, that's why.
And I had.
Go ahead.
I had played in the main event of the World Series, and I won my entry.
Congratulations.
That's very good news.
You won.
I used to go to Vegas all the time.
So were you in.
NBA Open, I'd love to go.
Are you in the major event, or were you in the women's event? Because the major event was 10,000 back then.
Yeah, the main event.
The main event. 10,000 to get into that tournament, Griff.
Yeah. And before that, I went every year and I played in the smaller events, like the ladies and the $1,000 buy-in.
Well, Annette, we're happy to have you over at eBay.
Absolutely.
This is wonderful.
Me too, because you guys are paying me a lot more than poker did, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Thank you for that.
That's the problem with poker. You win big and you lose big. That's a yeah. big problem. So Annette, yeah, so you've got a baby, obviously.
He's acting like one today, but no, he's 8.
He's 8. Oh, okay.
He's 8. Mom was telling him no, and he didn't like it.
I get that. Well, Annette, have we helped you with your issue?
Yes. I'm not alone, and I just need to be more patient.
Well,
you.
Welcome to the real world.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Annette, thank you. And listen, thank you for having the bazongas to give us a call. First-time callers always seem to be a little nervous, but you sound great. And it's the first time you've listened live, so you've been listening to the archives.
Yes, I have been.
Okay.
And you guys are good company while I'm doing my stuff.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Annette.
Thank you.
From Avon, Ohio, thank you so much for your call. 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Yeah, professional poker. Oh, my God.
I've heard so many stories. You know, I think on public radio I heard a story about, it might have been This American Life, about people who play poker mostly in Las Vegas. And that was the thing that amazed me is it is you win huge and you lose huge. And the numbers are staggering. And this one guy just talked about, you know, how it's feast or famine and you're a millionaire one day and then you're in hock the next. And I thought, I don't know if I could take the stress. But apparently some people love it.
Some people love it, but other people are smart and they buy homes and stuff with their winnings.
This segment was brought to you by Darapeak.
Or they buy something on eBay.
Or they, thank you, 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. A brief history of shipping items brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
There are plenty of places you can shop for shipping supplies, but there's only one place that will treat you like family. That's Bubble Fast. They're big enough to price their products competitively, but small enough that owners Mark and Robin Levine actually answer the phone themselves. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP. You won't get that kind of close-up and personal service from a catalog, and you won't get professional advice on packing either. Mark and Robin have been helping e-commerce sellers pack and ship since 1999. They sell on eBay just like you, and they use all of their own shipping materials. If they don't like it, they won't sell it. Join the Bubble Fast family on Facebook, subscribe to the Bubble Briefs newsletter, and call the Bubble phone at 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFast.com. Providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
Ask any successful eBay seller to sum up the secret of their success in just one word, and you're liable to hear the same answer. Terapeak. Because thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak to tell them what items are hot, how to price them, and what their competitors are doing. Only Terapeak can access up to 2 years of eBay data to help you improve every phase of your online selling and take your profits to the next level. Terapeak has been building tools for eBay sellers for 12 years, and they've helped seller after seller to grow their business. Even if you can only afford a single third-party tool, you can't afford not to use Terapeak. It's no secret that thousands of the world's most successful sellers rely on Terapeak, and you can too. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com. That's T-E-R-A-P-E-A-K, Terapeak.com.
Listen while you list.